So Spring Hill, I think, ended up third, I think, in their division.
You bet. You bet. Hey, our Region 15 seat baseball brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating. Right in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, and beautiful downtown farming. Of course, Leo and Jolene, they're looking out for a lot of cars here this weekend.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We're thinking about parking them a little closer.
That's right. Notch Manufacturing over by Lake Henry, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar and Grill, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Minix, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, more Region 15C sponsors, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service over in New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill of New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement of Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll name our player of the game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate courtesy of Albany and Richmond A&W. And also you can follow us online at mychasm.com on all of our signals at 105.5 HD2, at 107.7 FM, and on our AM at AM 1150. We're going to get our national anthem here at Farming, so let's do this. Let's take a 1.5 minute timeout. Back with more baseball after our national anthem.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers with that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Sue Meyer and Kelly Lauer. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up: your hometown Scenic store. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Scenic stores are locally owned, with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Scenic's, our energy comes through. Stop it at QPC Store. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated, and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All righty, welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. And Donald, do we have the starting lineups for today's ball game?
Yes, we do, Randy. The visiting team today will be Spring Hill Chargers. They're going to lead off with Eric Terrace playing second base, batting second. Doing the catching today will be Nathan Terrace, batting third, to shortstop Jamie Terrace. Batting fourth, playing first base, will be Eric Schoenberg. Batting fifth, playing center field, will be Austin Schoenberg. Batting sixth, playing third base, Anthony Reverman. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Carter Cheetah. Batting eighth, playing left field, will be Brent Terrace. Batting ninth, playing right field, will be Owen Meyer. And pitching today will be Carter Cheetah. They are managed by Gordon Barton. Okay, for the Lake Henry Lakers, leading off, doing the catching today will be Shane Campson. Batting second, the shortstop, Matthew Quaid. Batting third, playing right field, Josh Campson. Batting fourth, playing first base, will be Jason Campson. Batting fifth, playing center field, Aaron Savelko. Batting sixth, playing left field, Nick Dingman. Batting seventh, playing third base, will be Grant Ludwig. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today will be Adam Yeager. Batting ninth, second baseman, will be Sam Hupfer. And today on the mound for the Lake Henry Lakers will be Weston Brinkman. They are managed by Keith Leeser, assistant Tom Ludwig, and assistant Bert Wagner.
All right, your starting lineups here on KASM with Don Heinen. A reminder, too, we'd like to know where you're listening to us from from today, so don't be afraid to drop me a text at 320-248-1602. If you're listening to our ball game today, we'll give you a shout-out wherever that may be. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, at ChasmRandy. Had a lot of little posts this morning on Twitter as they got ready for this game to start, so at ChasmRandy, I'll follow on me there. I'll give you some score updates as well. So we're just about ready to go. Eric Terrace is stepping into the batter's box. And, Don, I tell you, that breeze blowing from left to right now is really trying to clear out that moist air, I think.
It sure is, and it's actually kind of chilly sitting up here right now. But I think we should take this here for the next couple of days. It sounds like the weather is going to get a little warmer. So
you bet, Weston Brinkman. His first pitch to Terrace, right at the knees, strike one.
We'll soak in some of this cooler air.
Yeah.
Get our bodies acclimated to the warm weather.
The curveball missing outside in the count, one ball, one strike. Grant Ludwig in on the grass over at third. Of course, this is Eric Terrace. He can bunt with the best of them.
And I would think right now that with the grass and the water and as much rain as they had, it's going to be a little slow in the infield.
Yeah, yeah, there's a strike called and the count. One ball, two strikes to Terrace. As the left-hander Brinkman delivers, and Terrace loops it to second, or right there to make the play is Hupfer at second, and the line out. One down for the Chargers.
We got 3:05 down the lines here at Schlaper Brothers Field. Looking in the gaps, 350, 330 center field. Well, kind of right center field. They're 330, 350 in left center. Not sure what straightaway center is. They got a batter's eye there that kind of goes into a little corral.
As Nathan Terrace takes the first pitch, grounds to Quaid at short. Matt up with it and over to first. 6-3 on the put out of Nathan Terrace.
It does look like center field that it kind of goes out to the batter's eye and comes back in. It looks like a little tunnel.
Excuse me. This marks the 20th year that Don and I have worked together as a team back in 1998. We did some state tournament baseball together, but Don joined the team, the region team, back in 2012, so you begin your seventh year working region baseball with me. And so thank you again for joining us up here in the booth.
It's always a pleasure with you, Randy. It's a fun time.
You bet. Jamie Terrace at the plate. The first pitch is fouled back and out of play in the count 0-1. Brinkman delivers. Terrace bloops this to right. In a bit, out in right field is Josh Campson to make the catch for the out, and the Chargers go quickly in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played a half an inning. Spring Hill nothing. Lake Henry coming to bat. We'll hear from our Region 15C sponsors, and we're back in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials, including smoked pork chops and corn on the cob. Plus, there's live music Saturday night. Better Man Duo plays from 8 until 11 at Trapper's Pub and Grub and no cover charge.
It is cloudy, 12 noon, 71 degrees, KASM Radio. It's a Minnesota tradition. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night. Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, back at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Got an update from Gary Lynn. The Region 11C tournament looks like they're going to try with their first game at 2 o'clock today over in Watkins. That'll be Luxembourg and Foley. So Region 11C, they will try to get started at 2 o'clock today. And a lot of this rain, I think the further southeast you went, it got a little heavier. And I think Watkins probably got a little bit more rain than we did here in Farming. So I know Region 2B over in Cold Spring, that's been pushed back too. So they'll get started when the field is ready over in Cold Spring.
I think actually in 11C there are some teams that are eliminated already from players, isn't there?
Well, over in 4C, I know in Atwater there was one team eliminated already. Region 11C, they had a play-in too.
Okay,
and one team, I believe St. Augusta was eliminated in that play-in game. Yeah, we're ready to go. Bottom of the first inning. Carter Cheetah on the mound for the Chargers. And the first pitch to Shane Campson is a strike. And 0-1 will be Shane Campson, Matt Quaid, Josh Campson. The 1-2-3 for the Lakers.
Looks like Todd Norman, the umpires on the base pads. Todd Norman and behind the plate, John Benson.
There's strike two called to Campson as Cheetah hits the outside corner. And 0-2, Nathan Terrace sets up a little high, and Campson takes that pitch and fouls it out of play. And the count is 0-2.
Well, we had to watch a little bit. You know, with the wind coming now from the southeast, that could have brought that one back in.
Well, Gary Ottman is listening to us delivering mail. He must have pulled over today and dropped me a text. Referred to us as Laurel and Hardy.
Okay, who's the
well,
big?
Yeah.
Who's the
a
big
swing
guy?
And a miss, and Campson's out on strikes. Well, I guess there could be a lot of references made to us. I mean, isn't there Mutt and Jeff?
Yeah, Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie, yeah.
Abbott and Costello.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. Take your pick. At the plate, Matt Quaid, a swing and a miss off of the Cheetah fastball in 0-1. Schlaper Brothers Field has really undergone a lot of remodeling in the last 4 or 5 years. And Quaid, a line drive to Terrace at second, and Eric grabs it for out number two.
That one had some tail to it.
It did. You could see it actually curve towards him.
It come right back to Eric at second base there and standing in the right spot.
Played him perfect, that scouting report, right? Here's Josh Campson, the right fielder for the Lakers, and a swing and a miss by Josh, strike one. Boy, both teams, Don, coming out and swinging, going after the pitchers.
I think they want to get this thing fired up here early.
Here's the pitch from Cheetah, a little bit low for a ball, and one ball, one strike. Game two today, New Munich and St. Martin. That's scheduled for tentatively 2:30 this afternoon. Richmond takes on Meyer Grove at about 5, and then the nightcap. It'll be Alrosa and Farming. We're going to try to get 4 games in today and 4 tomorrow. Pitch low to Josh Campson and the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count, the pitch inside to Josh Campson and 3-1. Gary Lynn telling me he had 2 inches of rain 3 miles east of St. Nick today and 6 tenths last night. So.
Oh.
Yes, they had a little bit of rain getting close to that 3-inch mark as Cheetah loses Campson a walk to Josh.
Oh, he threw that first pitch fastball right past Josh Campson on the first pitch, and he never got close with one after that. Cheetah didn't, and you kind of think, you want to probably go with the pitch that's going to get you started here in this inning, and don't worry about finessing him too much.
I'm going to bring Jason Campson to the plate, the first baseman. Campson held over there by Eric Schoenberg, and the pitch is a strike to Jason Campson and 0-1.
What I've seen so far from the balls and strikes, he's got a pretty good size plate. Benson behind the plate there, and I think that's kind of a nice thing. He can stay consistent with the up and down and keep giving the knees. And
pitch is inside to Campson, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Cheetah comes home, and this one is fouled to the backstop in the count, 1-2. Yeah, come on out to Farming. They got a full concession stand area with food and beverages. I know the St. Martin Fire Department Relief Association, they got a gun raffle here too today. That raffle going to be held on October 6th, but you can get your $10 tickets here. A swing and a miss by Campson. He's out on strikes, And that will end the first for the Lakers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. One in the books. Lake Henry nothing, Spring Hill nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, Randy and Don back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field. Of course, we can't forget our scorekeeper today, Don. Mary Heinen is keeping score for us and passing us interesting facts along. So she'll keep supplying us with those facts throughout the day today.
Yeah.
Interesting stats.
And little tidbits that she picks up, but I have no idea where she gets them all.
Don and Randy will predict the attendance a little later on, but they're going to do just one attendance today. So
I would think so.
Yeah, later on.
Might be tough.
That's a long time to wait for a Snickers candy bar.
Yeah, but you already bought me one. Are you conceding?
No, not by no means. By no means. Here we go. Top of the second, Eric Schoenberg. Austin Schoenberg and Anthony Reverman hit for the Chargers. No score if you're just joining us. First pitch to Eric Schoenberg, a ball from Weston Brinkman. And now Eric will follow one to the backstop and the count, one ball, one strike. Just seeing that ball come off of the bat of Eric Schoenberg, we need to be on our toes absolutely. Here in the press box. Here's a shot to second. Hupfer dives, knocks it down, throws from his knees, and makes the play, a one-hop scoop by Jason Campson at first. Nice play.
Nice play by Hupfer over there at second base.
Sam Hupfer knocking it down in the hole, taking a hit away from Schoenberg.
Ball wasn't hit just real sharply, but it was a good play by Hupfer anyhow.
The center fielder, Austin Schoenberg.
Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin in center field and swings at the Brinkman pitch, strike one.
I know admission here, they're charging $7 to come out and watch baseball today. And
you got a lot of games.
That's for the whole duration, I believe it is.
It is, yeah.
$7 to watch four baseball games.
That's quite a deal.
Yes.
Quite a deal.
Could even slip in a hamburger for that, can't you?
You bet. You bet. One ball, one strike. And Schoenberg lofts this one to center field. Boy, look at the wind push that over. That one started in left field. Savalco comes from center field as that started out in left field, and Aaron Savalco is going to make the catch.
He come a long way for that.
Oh!
And it just kept going away from him.
Nick Dingman was out in left field, and I think Savalco thought Dingman had it measured, but that wind just kept pushing it towards center, and a long fly ball out. Going to bring Anthony Reverman to the plate, and the pitch to Anthony outside of ball, 1-0. Anthony's over at third. Weston Brinkman delivers, and Reverman fouls it at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike.
Kind of a young team that Spring Hill's got a few more younger faces out here again now. I think a few retired, I believe. John Schoenberg, I don't believe, is here no more. And
another fly ball to center field. Out at second, now Quaid at short calls for it, and he'll make the catch. A little bit of a challenge there, those fly balls, but the out made by Quaid at short, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 1.5. Spring Hill nothing, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work for you on your new remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the second inning, Aaron Sevalko, Nick Dingman, Grant Ludwig going to face Carter Cheetah for the Spring Hill Chargers. Just got another update from Region 11C over in Watkins. They're going to push that start time back to 3 o'clock this afternoon. So still need a little bit more time to get ready for that regional tournament. Sevalko, the left-hander, in the box and drives the first pitch from Cheetah. Foul. That one's going to go off the road, the highway, and roll into the neighboring yard across the road.
Oh, that went a long way.
It really did. Oh, on the count to Sevalko, Carter Cheetah ready. He rocks and fires, and there's a strike called, and 0-2. Now, Sevalko didn't like that call, but, boy, that was right over the plate, maybe letter high.
I would think so. I don't know. He'd been calling it the other hitters.
The 0-2 from Cheetah, just missing outside in the count, 1-2.
Height-wise, that was a little better pitch.
I've got to see Carter Cheetah throw a couple times this year, and he's been impressive the times I've seen him. Fouled off at the plate. Sevalko fouls it off his foot, and the count at 1-2 yet.
Did he pitch for Melrose?
He did.
At high school? Has he been done with high school? I don't really know his age, or has he been out of school?
I do not know for sure. I can't say for sure, but 1-2. Cheetah ready, and a foul tip into the mid of Terrace. He's out on strikes. That'll bring Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick in left field for Lake Henry.
Left fielder, Nick Dingman.
Dingman, a right-handed hitter, fouls the pitch to the backstop and the count 0-1. That wind continues to blow. I would say that 15 miles an hour
or
so.
Yeah. Yes, it is. From left, havoc with them pop-ups.
Left to right. Pitch to Dingman a little bit low, and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. Region 15C baseball off and running. 14 games for you planned the next 2 weekends. Here's a ground ball foul down the first baseline. Count at 1-2. Of course, they're all trying to make it back to the state tournament. The 1-2 pitch a little bit low, 2-2. This Lake Henry team made an unbelievable run last year in finishing second in the state tournament.
Yes, they did. Up to Kimball with two small-town teams taking it to the championship.
Pitches low to Dingman and the count full at 3-2. The count. One out, and Cheetah misses low, 4. So Cheetah's second walk here of the day, and that'll bring Grant Ludwig to the plate.
Number 5, Grant Ludwig.
Grant hasn't lost those curly locks that he carried into last year's tournament.
No, he hasn't.
He just got done with his senior season at Painesville High School, where they had a state tournament run.
Baseball, football.
Football, yeah.
Lakers. Yeah, 3 state tournament runs in a year. That's pretty good.
That is impressive, you bet. First pitch, a called strike to Ludwig, and 0-1. Cheetah works from the stretch. His pitch on the outside corner and strike 2. The ball's 2. Crowd continues to roll in here at Schlaper Brothers Field. Cheetah comes home. Curveball. Ludwig drives this down the right field line in the corner. This one's going to go out of play. You can see how much the wind is pulling that ball yet.
And I'll tell you, that comes very quick on the right field line down here. It kind of curves towards the foul, fair pole, whatever you want to call it there. And it gets close real quick.
Owen Meyer out in right field for the Chargers. Going on the pitch is Dingman, and Ludwig with the hit and run on fouls it to the backstop. And that ball stayed up there?
Yeah, it's stuck in between the pipe and that big brick there.
And the fans in the stands pointing at it, too.
Thank goodness it's stuck there instead of in one of our foreheads.
That's right. That's right. 0-2 the count. Dingman holds on. The pitch is high to Ludwig and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Cheetah working from the stretch. Dingman is lead. Curveball lofted in the air to shallow right field. Eric Terrace, the second baseman, out on the grass as he keeps moving to the line and makes the catch for the out. Wow.
Yeah, you might as well get back quick and then turn around, try to find it. But that thing just kept drifting towards right field, didn't it?
It did.
Designated hitter, Adam Jaeger.
Here comes Adam Jaeger to the plate. Adam Jaeger. A swing and a miss by Adam, strike one. Adam, have any blood relatives that played here in the league?
Dad.
Did he play for Lake Henry by chance?
He did.
He did.
I think he also played for El Rosa.
You bet. Here's a ground ball back to Cheat on the mound. Jaeger retired. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We played two, Lake Henry and Spring Hill scoreless. We're back in a minute on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive business elite program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's business elite department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Here we go, third inning. I should almost bet you, Don, that we're going to see some sunshine today. You want to bet a candy bar on that?
No.
It's getting lighter and lighter as we...
You just looked at your weather app, and now he wants to bet.
Yeah. Here goes the third inning. Carter Cheetah in the box. Brent Terrace and Owen Meyer, the scheduled hitters, facing Weston Brinkman. And Cheetah fouls first pitch back out of play. 0-1.
And I don't think it would take a lot of sunshine just to help dry off the grass and stuff a little bit here. And
Cheetah lunges at the off-speed and pops it up in the infield. Here's Shane Campson doing the poke and the waltz and everything else, and he makes the catch in fair territory.
First thing Weston did was look at Shane Campson, and it's pretty close to Weston.
And it wasn't, it wasn't hit there, popped up that high, was it?
No. But Shane was going out.
Yeah, I'll have to give Shane credit on his dance moves. Yes, it was. One out. Here's Brent Terrace. Brent, a right-handed hitter. Curveball. Terrace lofts this to left field. Coming hard is Dingman. He'll catch up to it and make the play for the out. Two outs. Is that two pitches, two outs?
It was.
Wow.
And you said they're aggressive at the plate today since the get-go.
They don't want to get in the hole with Weston Brinkman. And if you get a strike, you swing at it.
Absolutely.
Here's Owen Meyer, the number 9 hitter. Owen just finished his senior season with the Albany Huskies. And pitch, a strike right at the knees, and 0-1. The ball's one strike, two outs. Here's Brinkman's pitch, Meyer. Ground ball back to Brinkman on the mound. Weston over to first. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Chargers here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 2.5. Lake Henry and Spring Hill scoreless. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Spring Hill.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without the use of unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the third inning, Sam Hupfer, Shane Campson, and Matt Quaid, the scheduled hitters against Carter Cheetah. And Cheetah's first pitch to Hupfer is low and away, ball one.
Got a little tidbit from Mary over here. Carter will be a senior at Melrose. Pitch for the Dutchman. Drives demolition derbies.
Ah, really? He probably just got done at the Stearns County Fair last weekend.
Did. Yeah.
Pitches low and away to Hupfer, and the count, 2 balls, no strikes.
Young man.
There's a strike called in 2-1. You know, this tournament, Don, over the years, has really seen a lot of young ball players shine. I have to go back to... As Hupfer hits a ground ball to second, Terrace up with it, 4-3 in the putout of Sam Hupfer.
It
but
really has, hasn't
you
it?
You look at, like, I'll mention Ethan and Aaron Vogt, how their careers, I mean, you look at the stage they're on, region, state tournament stage, and they pitched at a very young age. Johnny Leeser from Lake Henry, who really took center stage at a young age in his career, and so many others, some of these Campson boys playing in high school already, and it's, I can't put myself in that position. It's just unreal.
Yeah, you really look at it. There's a lot of ball players now that are in their 30s that, like you said, too, that did shine big time when they first come up into this league.
Yeah,
here. And
the Will Funks over in New Munich last year, Eli Emerson got a start in the regions, and he was a senior to be for Richmond. Yeah, I mean, these kids are so composed now to play at this level. Yeah. 2 balls, 1 strike to Shane Campson.
And Carter. They're good.
And they're good. They should be playing. Yeah. Fouled off, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And I'm sure there's so many others, too, that
we just
forget about. 2-2 the count. Here's Cheetah's pitch, just a little bit outside, and the count full at 3-2.
Cheetah's only got to be about 17, roughly, you know, 17, maybe 18.
3 balls, 2 strikes. There's a pitch high, ball 4, and so Cheetah walks his third man today. With one out, it'll bring Matt Quaid to the plate.
Shortstop, number 19, Matt Quaid.
Quaid lined out to Eric Terrace as the son really trying hard to.
Here, I'll give you a bite of my Snickers.
No. I'll pass on that one. Pitch to Quaid is high for ball 1-0.
This is one team I don't think you want to give them extra base runners if you can help, but you want to make them earn their way on. Walks are, you got to watch this now. Shane Campson, they move him over. He's more than likely going to score this inning.
Yep. Pitches low and away, 2-0. Region 2B over in Cold Spring, they're going to try to get started at 1 o'clock this afternoon with Hibbing and the Sauk Rapids Cyclones. There's a strike called and 2-1. We saw that Region 11C over in Watkins. They pushed start time back to 3 o'clock this afternoon. So I think we're rather fortunate to get started here at noon today. Absolutely. In 15C.
Quaid. Especially what the rain they did have.
Yeah. Yes. Low for a ball and 3-1 now to Matt Quaid as Josh Campson waits on deck. Quaid, the number two hitter in this Laker lineup. Campson takes a pretty big lead over at first, the 3-1 pitch. Quaid goes after a high fastball and fouls this one off. It's going to go out of play. And the count full at 3-2.
Got an alfalfa field right to the north of the road here. I've seen some kids over there before. I don't think they were real close to where that foul ball was hit, but that's got to be tough to find them in there.
Ooh. 3-2 the count. We'll see if Campson goes here with one out. He faked as he was, and Quaid will take inside for a ball. So back-to-back walks. Ooh. For the Lakers. Close pitch there.
Nice pitch.
And here's Josh Campson. Nathan Terrace just going to take that slow walk out to the mound to visit with his young pitcher.
You know, they've got the hitters in this lineup here. Like a situation like this right now would probably call for a bunt, wouldn't it? To move runners over to second and third. But you got,
yeah,
Josh Campson up. You got Jason Campson coming, and they just keep coming.
So but
sometimes you got to do a little to get a lot.
To get a lot, that's,
you know,
right.
It's like, mm-hmm.
Josh Campson at the plate. He walked in his first at bat. Carter Cheetah ready, and the pitch a strike called. 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Shane Campson leads from second. Matt Quaid over at first. On the 0-1, curveball beaten on the ground to first. Schoenberg goes to second for one. The relay to first gets by Cheetah, and that's going to score the first run of the game as Shane Campson comes across. And the relay from Terrace at short gets by Carter Cheetah.
That's a tough play for Cheetah to come across running like that. He had to lead him just perfectly, and Campson gets down the line
right.
Really well.
And you know, I think Cheetah, he was maybe more concerned about touching the base than going after the ball.
Yes.
And he probably should have gone after the ball in that situation.
Yes.
So Josh Campson's safe at first. There's going to be an error over. I think that error may be on the shortstop, actually.
I would think it's a throwing error, but. Well, that walk scored.
That walk did score, that's right. 1-0 Lake Henry here in the third. Carter Cheetah delivers it. Jason Campson skies it to center. Austin Schoenberg has a beat on it. Austin makes the catch for the out. And that will do it for the Lakers in the third. One run, no hits, one error, and one left on. We played 3, Lake Henry 1, Spring Hill nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action back in a minute on KASM.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.